This program is brought to you by Cabinet, a nonprofit arts organization based in Brooklyn, New York. Cabinet depends on your support to continue our activities. For more information, visit us online at cabinetmagazine.org.
The following recording is of The Exile, a talk by artist Martine Sims, introducing Oscar Michaud's film of the same title. The event was organized by Light Industry and took place on October 4th, 2011.
First off, I'd like to say a couple words about the print we'll be showing tonight. We're showing a print on 16 millimeter of Oscar Michaud's The Exile, and we would like to thank the filmmaker Ken Jacobs, who collected many race films, including several films by Michaud and his own prints of them for decades. And what we like about this is, first of all, that Jacobs was one of the people who really kind of helped keep Michaud's memory alive in the 70s and really was promoting him incessantly at the time. And this is actually the print that would have showed at the Collective for Living Cinema, which is a very important venue for alternative cinema in the 70s, 80s, and early 90s. So we're very, you know, we like having that kind of providence to the print itself. Technically, you should know that Michaud worked under very low-budget conditions for his time period. So, for example, the sound recording, this is a very, very early sound film. The sound recording, for example, is of varying quality throughout the film. You might notice that and some other things. So there are certain technical limitations to the print. The other interesting thing is that it was originally shot on 35 millimeter, but at some point the 35 millimeter film print was lost, and all that remains is a 16 millimeter reduction print that was made at some point in the 20th century. We don't really know when. So this is a film that now only exists on 16 millimeter. I don't even believe there's anything on video of it. And the film will be introduced by Martine Sims. We're very, very happy to have her here and to catch her while she's in town from Chicago, where she is an artist and one of the proprietors of Golden Age, which is an artist-run space there that, among many other things, offers an incredible selection of artists' publications. Martine also will be in the exhibition Alpha's Bet, which will be at the museum as hub at the new museum later this month in just a couple weeks. And she is also the author of a new book called, I think I have a copy of it, one of the rare copies, since I believe the first print run has been sold out already. It's Implications and Distinctions, Format, Content, and Context in Contemporary Race Film, which she will talk a bit about, that was published just a couple months ago by Future Plan and Program. So without further ado, I'd love to introduce Martine.
Thank you. Before I introduce the film, I just want to thank Ed and Thomas of Light Industry for inviting me to present The Exile. I also want to thank Ken Jacobs for loaning the film and Cabinet for hosting the event. So my name is Martine Sims, and I'm an artist based in Chicago. Since 2007, I've been the director of Golden Age, which is a project space dedicated to sharing ideas through exhibitions, performances, and printed matter. I came to New York last week to participate in the New York Art Book Fair, and I stayed a couple extra days to share this film with you guys. So, Ed had contacted me a few months ago to arrange a screening because he'd read my book, Implications and Distinctions, Format, Content, and Context in Contemporary Race Film, which is a book, and it's available on Amazon if you guys are interested, which was published in May by Future Plan and Program, a publishing project featuring book-length literary works by visual artists that was initiated by Stephanie Jimison, who's right here. So Implications and Distinctions looks at performances of blackness in contemporary cinema from 1990 to present. I consider storylines, movie theaters, and my own viewing patterns in an attempt to find the color line and trace its path through distribution and exhibition of film. So in a way, I began this text as the thesis paper for my race film course at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, which was taught by art historian Romy Crawford. Her class exposed me to the history of race film, and I immediately began to see the influence of these films in contemporary black-themed cinema. I was particularly interested in the way these films had been distributed through a small network of theaters in black ghettos. I didn't have an opportunity to explore the topic in depth until Stephanie commissioned me to write a text for Future Plan and Program. As a Black artist, I'm regularly asked to dissect my practice in terms of race, and I never know exactly what to say. Each time I pause because I have to both find and fix this color line, no matter how ambiguous its parameters seem, because it matters to people, both Black and white. It's novel that I'm Black because the dominant voice of mainstream and really avant-garde America is decidedly white. So I choose to discuss moving images because they're pervasive. We carry them around in our heads. We are the images we eat. In the same way that gospel music can be Black, a film can be Black. We know it when we see it, but can it be defined? What does a Black film look like, and what does it sound like? So tonight, we're going to watch The Exile, which is the first sound feature from an African-American feature filmmaker by legendary filmmaker Oscar Michaud. So Michaud was kind of the filmmaker that determined what a Black film looked and sounded like. And his early race dramas established the narrative conventions that are still widely used in contemporary race films, such as All of Those by Tyler Perry. So until the late 40s, the term race film, like race record, was used by the entertainment industry to describe an American production made for a Black audience by Black artists. I continue to use the term to distinguish this activity from the dominant mainstream Hollywood film business. Race film is not a genre, but a paradigm for filmmaking that's related to B-movie practices. A B-movie is categorized as such because of a low production budget, a lack of A-list actors, and strong generic allegiances. So the quality of face of race films ranges drastically, but I'm not really concerned with making judgments about the merits of each film. What connects these disparate works are their methods of production and distribution. Regardless of whether or not a race film is good, it will be treated by the film industry as a second-tier picture. So The Exile is not good. Let's get that out of the way. It has really bad acting, choppy editing, and sometimes extras forget that they're in a movie and stare directly at the camera. There's also white face in the film, because it's an all-colored cast, is how it's advertised. There's Black actors who are playing white people, which is a little confusing. But the movie is a story of Chicago and of the Negro just after the war. And what's most interesting about The Exile is that it's a story about a contemporary moment. Everything about it is now, and that now was 80 years ago. Michaud's films espouse the values of the Black middle class while still catering to popular sensationalism. This approach allowed Michaud to compete with Hollywood studios well into the sound era, and he completed more than 40 films before his death in 1951. In his didactic films, Michaud tackled the conflicting ideas of progress that plagued Black communities during the Great Migration from the rural South to the urban North. Michaud's work both established and defined the canon of race drama. After Michaud, filmmakers working in this tradition appropriated his belief that they are not representatives of the Black perspective. Instead, they provide pedagogical expression for the Black community. Michaud was an entrepreneurial young man who found success after he wrote and published The Conquest, the story of a Negro homesteader, an autobiography based on his life as a homesteader in all-white rural South Dakota. After record-breaking success in publishing, Michaud was approached by the Johnson Brothers of the Lincoln Motion Picture Company in Los Angeles to turn the book into a movie. Dissatisfied with the way the Johnson Brothers were handling the production, Michaud founded the Michaud Book and Film Company and began working on the film himself. The Homesteader was completed in 1919, that was a silent film, and was the first feature film released by a Black production company. 12 years later, in 1931, Michaud revisited the story of his life for a third time with the semi-autobiographical film The Exile, which we'll be watching tonight. So with that, let's watch the show.